Now, a group of 28 foreign mercenaries, including retired Colombian soldiers, are said to be behind the assassination of Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, earlier this week. Police say that most were detained after a gun battle at a house in the capital, Port-au-Prince. 8 more suspects are on the run, and 3 others were shot dead by police. Well, to get some background and context on this really bizarre story, I spoke earlier on to Dr. Rachel Douglas, who is a Haiti expert from Glasgow University.
I guess one important thing to say is that, strictly speaking, Moïse was not the president or the president-elect of Haiti, because his term should have ended in February 2021. But instead, he's been ruling by decree since 2018, when Haitian legislative elections were delayed. And he disbanded the parliament in January 2020. He called it dysfunctional. So ever since then, there have been growing calls for him to step down. And he's been seen as a kind of puppet president, because he had no previous political experience, and he was the hand-picked successor to the previous president, Michel Martelly, who's a popular singer. And he, Moïse, was in the same party, the bald-headed party, Parti Haïtien Tête Calée, which means the bald-headed party, and they both had bald heads, Moïse and Martelly.
If he was being accused of being a puppet president, who necessarily would be puppeteering him?
I think his predecessor, in particular. And but there's also been a problem with gang violence and widespread protests, which have been escalating and escalating. Recently, one of the most notorious gang leaders, he's Jimmy Cherizier, a.k.a. Barbecue. He publicly signalled his opposition to Moïse on 23rd of June. So there's been a shift in terms of gangs, which used to be loyal to Moïse, and he's been accused of using violent gangs against opponents. But there was a shift. And there have also been what the Haitians describe as insecurity. And even the president himself is not safe. He's been killed.
You've got, I suppose, that on one end you have this sort of authoritarian in everything but name regime under Moïse. Then you have, on the other side, you have these gang factions, which at one time were loyal to him, but perhaps mm-hmm. now not so much. But then you also have this resistance. So it's a sort of a hodgepodge, I suppose, a storm of different interests, different personalities. I mean, would you expect more violence now?
Well, I think the problem is when people, particularly in the media, talk about Haiti, there's a lot of recycling of old stereotypes about Haiti. Moïse had not allowed elections for years. And at the time of his death, there were only 11 elected officials in the whole of Haiti. And one of them was Moïse himself. There have been protests going on for years. And the big question is, you know, where has the money from Petrocaribe gone? So this is aid money from Venezuelan oil loans, and Moïse and his predecessor, they were all implicated in an appeals court investigation into the misuse of over $2 billion US dollars worth of Petrocaribe. And there's been an increasing violation of human rights. There's been the stifling of opposition voices. There've been political assassinations, and there's been the imprisonment of political prisoners. So this is really, it's the climax to a crisis that has been ongoing, a crisis of ongoing insecurity in Haiti that's been escalating over the past few years.
That was Dr. Rachel Douglas there, a Haiti expert, speaking to me earlier on from Glasgow